Mundo, your home on 102.7.
It's 8:16 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. What Would Shay Do is that space that we've created for you, okay? You reach out to us, you tell us what is on your heart. Shay Kwan puts herself in your shoes. She analyzes everything that she needs to analyze, and then she advises the best way she can according to her experience, her life experiences, and perhaps also the fact that she is a life coach, all right? Now, looking at today's email that came in a couple of days ago. Hi, Shay Kwan. I hope you get to look at my email. I have a situation that I need to help, or that I need help with. And perhaps you can let me know how to deal with this situation. I'm a single father, and I'm raising my two daughters, and I'm questioning myself on how to really be a good father to them. I feel that they need a woman figure, and I need to find someone soon. I doubt myself in the way I talk to them, to dressing them, to, you know, the type of teachings that I pass on to them. How do I do a good job at the single parent thing? I do not want to find myself being too harsh on them and turn them into masculine, because, I mean, I can't bring out their femininity. I'm also struggling to bond with them the way I want to. Please help me raise my girls the right way and ways to bond with them. I'm feeling some sort of pressure to find a woman to help raise my kids with, but I do not want to bring a woman around them who is not going to be around for the right reasons or even for long. I won't be listening to hear your advice. Shay Kwan, what would you have done?
Yeah. Single parenting is hard.
Yeah.
Okay, it's really, really hard. And it's not every day that we even hear that there are. I mean, we know that there are a lot of single fathers out there, but there's not necessarily a conversation around the struggles that they might even face. And it's actually, it's a little bit hard to take this one in, man, because when you have a man who has actually stepped up, they want to do the best for their kids, that's something really commendable. But also the fact that they're doing it alone is not easy at all.
Because
I had a conversation with someone like a couple of days ago, and I was talking about how, you know, sometimes it stresses me and it's a little bit frustrating, the thought of raising boys by myself. Not that the situation is not going to change in future. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm just saying, like, right now I have to parent these boys myself. And sometimes, honestly, me being, you know, as fragile as I am, in tune with my feelings and all, I'm such a big advocate for, you need to communicate, you need to cry it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay for you to be vulnerable. Let me know what is on your mind and your heart. But not necessarily, or that's not necessarily how other people are raising their kids. So what it is like, you also, sometimes I question myself, am I actually softening them up a little bit too much? Do they need to be a little bit harder? But I also don't want to be hard on them, because I don't know how that goes. You're hard on them to this extent and not any further before you damage them. If that even makes sense. So when it comes to parenting, there's not a handbook. There's not a handbook that is handed to you when you conceive that child. And it's like, you did what? You got down? Here's a book and how exactly you need to raise this kid. So it's one of those where, man, people before us have done it. And the way that they've done it is just with the best that they could, what they knew at the time and what they had. So we're honestly just showing up to this role in our lives, doing the best that we can with what we know. And I think that's all that really matters. If you are showing up to the role, to the part, the best way that you can, giving it your best, that's all that matters. It's the fact that you're showing up. And there's something that you might do today, or something that you might tell your girls today, where 2 weeks from now you might have a different perspective, and you might obviously revert back to them or get back to them and share that with them. But that's how you learn and grow on this parenting thing as well. So first things first, I commend you for actually standing up and really showing up to play your part in their lives. And there's a lot that you're doing for them right now. The sacrifices, the late nights, the emergency rooms, and all of these things, regardless of how tired you are, those kids will never forget that my father was always there for me. I remember having a conversation with one of our titans as well, Melky. And what he said was just, his father was a single father, and he showed up, and that's just like, he owes him his life. Because, like I said, they just don't forget that, you know?
Melky, the pilot, wasn't it?
Yes, the pilot, yes. So, stop doubting yourself. If there's anyone that you can talk to, even a professional, for example, that can really help you parent them better than you are right now, that's okay. Consult them. But don't doubt what you're doing. Okay? It's a learning curve. You're learning as much as you can. And that's completely okay. And how you do a good job at this single parenting thing is showing up even at your worst. That's all really that matters, okay? So on the other side of this, obviously, I'm going to share with you as to how you need to basically just start being hard on yourself, how to find ways on how to bond with the girls a little bit more. You know, I think it's the key is just in really finding what it is that the kids love the most and really tapping into that. It's not a thing of, oh, I can't do that because I didn't grow up doing that. But really being interested and listening and being present in their lives and for them to actually see, I'm talking to my dad and he's actually listening to me right now.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. There's a guy on Instagram that I've been following for quite a while right now, and he's a single father of four. So it seems like his wife passed away when she was giving birth to their last baby. And this man cooks for these kids, cleans for these kids, does their hair, does all of this. And as much as it's overwhelming, he's so proud to pull up for his kids. And you could really take a lot of pride in that, because if there's ever a day where you feel like, oh, I don't feel my best, I don't really want to do this parenting thing, be reminded of those moments. But maybe what I can also comfort you with, or what really, really works for me, is to always have those, like just that time to yourself. If you, I would hope actually that you have a supportive structure around you that can really help you on those days when you just don't feel your best, you need a little bit of time out. Take that time away from the kids as well so that you don't lose yourself in this parenting thing. But another thing we'll touch on the other side of this is also the pressure that you're feeling in terms of finding a woman to help raise these kids with.
Yeah.
Man, I've had conversations like this with so many men in my life, my friends, acquaintances, and so forth. That pressure is what traps you in situationships you should have never been in. There's no such thing, I'm of a certain age and I need to be at this age, there needs to be someone in the house, because that person, first of all, might be in your life for all the wrong reasons, and that will pour back into your kids, because they might even just care about you and not the kids, and that will make the situation a little bit harder for you. But we'll converse a little bit more on the other side of this.
Come with for the perfect time, for moments when the sun sets and the...
We checked out music by Kiana Lead with Where You Go, pardon me, and now Shinsia with Can't Anymore. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's 8:37. Let's look at this space that we have created for you, which is What Will Shay Do? Continues right now. Let's have a look at the scenario. The email that we received from a single father of two. Hey, Shikwan, I hope you get to look at my email. I have a situation that I need to help with, and perhaps you can let me know how to deal with this situation. I'm a single father and I'm raising my two daughters, and I'm questioning myself on how to be a really good father to them. I feel that they need a woman figure and I need to find someone soon. I'm doubting myself in the way that I talk to the ladies, the way I dress them, the teachings that I pass on to them. How do I do a good job at the single parent thing? I do not want to find myself being too harsh on them and turn them into masculine figures, because I can't bring out their femininity. I am also struggling to bond with them the way I need to. Please help me raise my girls the right way and ways to bond with them. I'm feeling some type of pressure to find a woman to help me raise these kids, but I do not want to bring a woman around them who is not going to be around for the right reasons or even for long. I'll be listening for your advice. Shikwan, before we left, you did mention the situation of bringing a woman around these beautiful girls.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You have to be very, like, listen, you have to use and practice the spirit of discernment on things like that, because I hate to be that person, but we can be very evil. Do you know what I mean? I know how, you know, just malicious we can get when we just want to benefit in a certain way from certain things. Like, I will be the perfect partner to you and just show you nothing but the good of me, but then how I treat those kids, you would never even know it. And as a woman, I have to say it, because it's facts. All right, that's why I can clown myself right now. That's why when partners cheated on me and had kids with other people, I chose to walk away, because I didn't want to do that to those kids. because you got here a certain way and I don't want to be a part of that, you know. But you have a choice, and you have to know that if you are going to be dating a single father, first of all, he doesn't have all the time in the world because he got things to do for those babies. But most importantly, you have to understand what that person actually comes with, and you have to be genuine and okay with it. Don't get yourself involved with a man who is raising his kids by himself, making it seem like you can do life with this person, but you can't necessarily accept his kids. I always say that you are a damn lie if you say you love someone and you don't love their kids. No way. Also, I think the best advice that I could really give you, and this one comes from my heart because, you know, I'm a good person. Reparent yourself through those kids.
Reparent yourself through those kids. Okay.
The term reparenting, you've heard of it?
No.
Okay. So reparenting is basically when you are, regardless of being 35, 30, whatever, 40, whatever, you get to be a parent to yourself. You get to be the parent that you needed. Our parents went through a lot. They were also dealing with a lot of traumas and all of these things. They just did the best that they can, but it also left a scar or a mark on us, if you will. So be the parent that you always needed to yourself by healing and all of that, but also most importantly to the kids. When you did something bad, when you made a mistake, how did you want your parents to react? Did you want them to be kind and patient and loving and still affirming? If that's the case, be that to your kids.
Yeah.
But most importantly, I would have to say, validate those baby girls as much as you can. Okay? Validate them as much as you can. Like I said, be present. Make sure that they feel seen. And also just love them unconditionally, man. You know? Like I said earlier on, if a child messes up, you know, we're so used to just, you know, scolding them, giving them a hiding or whatever it is. Because, you know, sometimes we're human and we have those moments. But be careful not to constantly ridicule that child, to shame them or demean them because they made a poor choice. As grown as we are, we always want people to, as we say, extend grace and be understanding. I'm just having a bad day, you know, understand me, whatever it is. That baby girl might also be feeling the same way, you know? So love them unconditionally. Even if you are being strict and firm in that moment, let it still be known and even heard from your voice that I have to parent you right now, but I still love you. Be involved in their lives. You know, when they come home, ask them what their homework is, but also not even asking, oh, what did you learn at school today? Oh, what did the teacher say? Okay, well, that's about it. Okay, cool, whatever. Do you need any donations or whatever it is? And that's where it ends. Like, literally be present in sitting there with them and going through it. Make sure that their books are still fine. Those small things definitely matter. But most importantly, I think one of the ways on how you can bond with those babies is to plan fun activities with them. Have a conversation, obviously, by finding out what it is that they like. Saturdays, there are so many parks around where you can just easily go hiking safely with your kids. You know, get them pets to keep them company as well. You could go hiking, biking, swimming, whatever it is. Even if you don't know how to swim, you know, you're adult, you can just stand in the pool. Just get in the water with them, okay? Yeah. But most importantly, find the very things that they are interested in. I think The Mermaid, the movie.
Yeah.
Now, the first time ever we have a black Ariel. That's a big moment. But either way, it's been showing for a while now. Get into things like that. You see this movie showing at Marua, at Grove Mall, wherever. Go actually plan a date with the girls and be like, we're going to the movies, right? And then they get there and they can't choose. And then you just walk in the cinema. Oopsie, it's Ariel playing. Just surprise them on things like that. But things that they would actually love. But most importantly, love them unconditionally. Show up for them as much as you can. Because at the end of the day, when you foster this thing, when you intentionally are present and you do these things with them, you affirm to them that they matter to you, you love them, you care about whatever it is that they care about. Listen to the songs that they listen to on the way to school. You know what? Even start a little of a YouTube channel, even if it's not public, right? Where you even do skits and videos with the kids where it's like, they do your makeup and funny things like that. Kids actually love those things,
there's
okay?
There's a couple of viral videos on
those are really, really cute. But also wanted to let you in on just the healthy benefits that could really come from you fostering a strong father-daughter connection is that those kids will go in the world assured of themselves. Okay? They feel better about themselves. They feel confident about themselves and even relationships that they have in the future. My pastor at my previous church would always say that He always taught his daughter that, girl, look at you, looking how you're looking. You're so cute, you're so that. So that one day when she steps into the world and a boy tells her that you're cute, it's like, I know that. My daddy told me that. Mm. And what she does, she's not going to be waiting for a man to affirm that she's all that, because her father already did that. As in terms of finding a partner, take your time with it. You're doing okay. You've done it for this long. Yes, you need a helping hand, but do not rush that part of your life. I have had conversations with a lot of people. They didn't listen to me. Fun check. One brother was buyer. And now, unfortunately, my brothers are stuck with people they shouldn't have never had kids with. And it can really be really, really bad. Your home is a safe space for you and those kids. So make sure that you build on fostering that environment for you and the kids before you even think about bringing someone else in. Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shaquan. If you missed it, this conversation will be up on our website pretty soon.
How far would you go to get all